I, dictation for Latrice Gasaway. L like Larry, A like Apple, T like Tom, R I C E. Gasaway, G A S A W A. The date of birth is 11/1/94. Date of accident is 3/9/2025. Date of service 5/14/2025. Chief complaints are that the patient is suffering from pain syndrome since March 9th after the accident into her back, including neck, upper back, mid back, lower back, headaches, pain in the front of the neck, pain in both the thighs, and she had a fracture of the left hip and right leg where there was a open reduction internal fixation done for fracture of the femur. The left hip fracture was resolved by 2-month-long cast. And the patient is seeing orthopedic surgeon on May 30th, 2025. He was treated at Corwell Hospital at Dearborn in Oakwood a month, where she was inpatient. And then she has been for a rehab in Corwell in Taylor for more than 3 weeks. The surgery for open reduction internal fixation was done on 3/9/2025 at Corwell Dearborn. She is home treatment now for physical therapy 2 to 3 weeks after the rehab. She has a constant pain in the area of neck, mid back, upper back, and lower back 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. No pain in the shoulder is reported. Some pain in the front of the neck is reported. Headaches are 10, occupying the left temple and the back of the head. The pain in the left hip is a result of fracture of the hip that was cured by a conservative cast placement for 2 months and a fraction, while the right leg was operated with the intramedullary nail. These pains are described throbbing, shooting, sharp, and they are 8 to 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. And the ADLs are affected 9. Modified factor for the pain. Pain is worsened by sitting, standing, bending, lying down, coughing, walking, driving, and improved with nothing. Patient has extensive X-rays, MRI, CT scans. Currently, she do have some numbness and tingling of the right leg, especially in the feet area, and muscle weakness of both the feet are reported. Okay, sir. Bladder and bowel incontinence is reported. Please review the record for the past treatment, which includes physical therapy, massage, psychologist, surgery, medications at Carvel Rehab. System reviews, ADLs, past surgical histories, medications, family history. And she's single. She's not working currently. She legally is to Mike Morris Law Firm. Please do the record for personal history, ADLs. Regarding the history of the automobile accident on 3/8/2025 at 11 p.m., the patient was traveling as a rear passenger on the right. And there was a friend, Alexis. The accident happened on Southfield Freeway. Alexis was a driver. He reported that a drunk driver was coming on a wrong side of the freeway. And they had just entered into the freeway from the entrance ramp. And while they were speeding, going northbound, this car was coming southbound on the wrong side. It was involved in a head-on collision. The patient, the person who caused the accident was sent in jail. They were traveling in a Jeep and collided with the Jeep. They were traveling at 55 miles an hour. The other car estimated speed was 102 miles an hour. He was wearing a seatbelt, airbags deployed. There was a loss of consciousness. It was not a hit-and-run accident. Police arrived at the scene. Ambulance arrived at the scene. and patient was taken to the Corwell Hospital, Dearborn, in Oakwood, on the same day of the accident. According to the patient, car was completely total, windshield was broken, many window doors are broken, engine is broken, transmission is broken, and the car has been disabled. Regarding the injury, patient hit her head, and after that she blacked out and she do not remember anything. However, there was no bleeding from any source, but there was a fracture of the right leg that was in the femur and left area of the pelvis and hip. Regarding the history of presenting illness, I've already dictated the pain part. There is a history of headaches, which is occupying front, back, right, and left temple, severe. On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 on a scale of 1 to 10, constant, sensitive to light, not sensitive to the noise. No associated factors like nausea, vomiting, seizures, or aura. Additional symptoms of TBI, there is a loss of memory, forgetfulness, disorientation, confusion, and nightmares and blurred vision. Severe panic is reported. Pain in the TMJ is reported for both sides, but there are no knockout tooth. The patient has no dizziness, vertigo, no loss of consciousness since the accident, no ringing in the ear, no loss of balance or loss of equilibrium, no lack of focus, no lack of concentration, no loss of vision field or spots in the vision field. The patient do complain of blurred vision. No associated nausea and vomiting anymore, and no incontinence. The patient has weakness and lightheadedness. He reports of numbness and tingling of the both feet and sometimes right leg. Moderate difficulty in walking. Walking is painful and fatigue. Incontinence of the bowel is reported. There is a moderate anxiety, depression, panic, and sleep disturbance. Please review the records for the ADLs. The physical examination is as follows. This is a 30-year-old African-American female of a height of 5'6", weight is 180. The patient is blood pressure 150 over 120, pulse is 100, pulse ox is 100. And the rest of the exam will come from the template. In general review, the patient is found to be alert, oriented, operative, and conscious. There is no cyanosis, jaundice, or skull swelling, or choelenichia. And his hydration is good. There is no acute distress, shortness of breath, or pain phases observed. Patient does appear to be severely anxious, and she has a good attitude and demeanor. Stress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk with a walker, with a limp, and is painful. In the skin, please mention there are five to six scars in the right leg, 3 inch long, 2 are towards the knee, and 1 is in the mid thigh, and 2 are in the upper part of the thigh due to the insertion of the intramedullary nail. The rest of the exam is normal. Examination, musculature examination is normal, and in the spine examination is as follows. Cervical spine inspection palpation is from the temperate. In the cervical spine, the range of motions are reduced to 40 forward flexion, 50 is the extension. Side flexion is 40 and bilateral rotation is 30. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 40, extension is 30, and bilateral side flexion is 30, and bilateral rotation is 30. Hyperextension was not painful. Maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain are as follows. The Hoffman sign was negative, but Sperling sign positive, and the Lerner test was positive. Distraction test was positive. Protocol test is negative. Thoracic spine. Lump test is negative and Roos test is negative. In lumbar spine, straight leg raising test is positive at 20 degrees, bilateral TLR positive, CAMP test is positive. However, the Babinski sign is negative, the Regard test negative. SI joint are tender bilaterally. The standing flexion test is positive. Iliac compression test is positive. Distraction test is positive. Gonsolin test is positive. And Weber test is positive bilaterally. Extremities examination is like this. The patient obviously has a injury to the right leg, and obviously there is a scar of surgery. Intramedullary nail is inside. All the scars are healing well. No sign of any infection. Distally, the peripheral pulses are normal, reflexes are normal, and no motor deficit is noticed. In the pelvic exam was not done in detail because it's not possible. There is a fracture, most likely in the rami part, or it could be somewhere inside, but I do not have the knowledge at this time. I could not do the pelvic exam, except the patient did show me the scar on her right thigh. There is some tenderness on the left hip at this time, and the hip examination as such is unremarkable. There are no scars or fractures noticed, no contusion. Distally, the feet examination did not show any deficit. There is a normal appearing feet with normal normal reflexes, circulation, and the patient is stable. Diagnosis. V89.2 X60, R26.89, G89.21, S09.90, R51 in CNS, F41, F32.9, R42, nerves M79.2, muscles M60.9, ligaments M54.0. Lower extremity pain in the right leg M79.604, pain in the left leg M79.605, pain in the right hip M25.551, M25.552. Spine cervical spine M54.250.20.54.12 53.82 S13.868. Thoracic spine M54.09, 54.6, 51.24, S23.3XXL. Lumbar spine M54.5, 51.27, 54.16, S33.5XXL. SI spine M46.1, M53.3. Plan of care is from the template. And the treatment plan is as follows. The patient is ordered a physical therapy to begin to the affected areas. Some of the records have been obtained. She's on buprenorphine naloxone. That was only one tablet given in the beginning. And Voltaren gel. She's on Lovinox injection, carbapenem, lidocaine, magnesium gluconate, and methocarbamol, pregabalin, ibuprofen, melatonin, naloxone. We have provided the following medications at this time, and all these medications have already expired. Naproxen 500 twice a day for 60 tablets for anti-inflammatory. Lyrica 50 milligram twice a day for 60 tablets for pain relief. Furoscid 1 or 2 every 6 hour PR and 75 tablets for headache. Imitrex 100 milligram at night for headache prophylaxis. Migranal nasal spray is provided for severe headaches. Percocet 10 milligram 325 one pill a day for 7 days is provided for further pain relief. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Disability is provided to the patient to begin. Attended care has been provided for 4 hours, and the patient will remain off work, and off-work replacement has been ordered. Records have been ordered released from the hospital so that we can review. And interventional pain procedures, none. Surgical options, patient is already seeing an orthopedic surgeon. Referral to neuropsych evaluation is not warranted right now. We'll keep an eye on her. Attended care has been provided. Caseworker, none. And investigations, none. And DMEs, patient is provided with a rollator walker, back brace, tense units. And education is just follow visit in 7 days. Physician contact, yes. Thank you.